Y'all heard?
One, two, three. Hey, everybody. This is
Y'all Heard,
a podcast with me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
We're not related. Also, this is a podcast where two friends try their best. They just try their best.
Can't fight with that.
In other words, we tell you things you didn't know you needed to know.
How are you doing, Marissa? It sounds like you actually know how you're doing.
I'm fine enough. Guys, big news. I got a new job as a standardized patient.
Congratulations.
Just Google what that is. Just Google it. Big other news, though, but not big news. I think last time I did a podcast, I was talking about taste testing. I had accepted and offered a job as a taste tester at a huge company, but I had to turn it down. And I am still mourning it to this day.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to incriminate myself and say why I had to turn it down. but
it was
I will,
for the best for everyone.
Yeah. But the fact that I passed a sensory panelist test is one of my proudest moments. Also, as for how I am, I've had to wear a wrist brace for over a week. I have to sleep with it. I periodically need it during the day. And I was like, what the fuck did I do? Do I have carpal tunnel? And I suddenly realized why my wrist hurts. And I'm so embarrassed with my life.
Are you jerking off too much?
No, I'm not jerking off too much. My phone is too big.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be. You did a whole show on that. I thought of anybody who would be affected by that, it would not be you.
So we did a show on that. And the issue I had when we did the show on that was that my pinkies were getting these weird divots in them because I was putting the phone on my pinkies. So to fix that, I got a pop socket. But pop socket doesn't make the phone less heavy. So now my wrist just hurts. So.
Okay, so if you do jerk off more, maybe you can build some muscle.
Yeah, maybe. I was like reading things like, how do I help a weak wrist, like a painful wrist? Do I do exercises? Do I not do exercises? And it's like, depending on your stage, you could either make it better or worse. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do, but that made me feel like a real fucking old lady.
Yeah, medical stuff's a pain in the ass. Because it's just like...
Yeah, that's how I am. I'm fine, but I'm feeling old because I hurt my wrist just through owning a phone.
Yeah.
And like it was a gift and it was a pricey gift. So I can't like be like, fuck this, let me get a new phone. So I at least got to have it for like 2-3 more years. So today I bought a new pop socket-esque thing. It's not a pop socket, but like a new thing that allows me to like stand my phone up either like landscape or, or
portrait,
because the pop socket only lets you like is only like a stand landscape. So I was still picking up my phone a lot. Sorry guys, if you're younger than me and not a fucking old bitch, it's boring as fuck, but sorry.
No, all those Gen Z kids have crab hands by now.
Oh yeah, actually you're right. They probably are all fucked up too. So yeah, I guess having a bigger phone is not better. And I can't believe this. And I feel like I have the weakest wrists in the fucking world. Anyway, do you even want to say how you are?
I'm alive, everybody. I'm surviving.
Woo!
Let's do an icebreaker.
Okay.
Icebreaker.
Marissa, for today's icebreaker, hear me out. You have a bunch of money. You have hundreds of millions of dollars and you've like taken trips, paid off your bills, paid off your family's bills. You've done all the things, right? And now you actually have money left over and you feel some sort of obligation to do something with it. Like to take that money and pour it into something.
Mm.
What do you think you'd pour it into?
First of all, I was going to go, like a lot of money, like the Richard Pryor movie, The Toy. And then I realized that was absolutely the wrong movie. I would put it into making as much of this fucking town I live in and its surrounding towns pedestrian friendly. And nice. You might think like there are so many better things you could do, but no, it's like so fucked. There are no fucking bike lanes. There are barely any sidewalks. I can walk somewhere close by and the sidewalk cuts out and turns into road that no one's ready for pedestrians to be on, like at a moment's notice. Fuck, there's even a crosswalk in this one place, but no one expects anyone to walk there. So they just fucking speed through it. So I would just add a mixture of like traffic lights, bike lanes, crosswalks, and sidewalks everywhere. I would spend all my money into turning as much of suburbia into a walkable place as possible, because suburbia is a fucking car-ridden hell. And I think it's fucked up. And that's why no one can get natural exercise, because they couldn't walk if they fucking wanted to. I think about this a lot, more than I should, because I know nothing's ever going to be done. So I 100%, that's what I would do. I would make this fucking town walkable.
In the moment, I think there are some things out there where you're kind of like, silly example, but let's just take the Loch Ness Monster.
What in the world are you going to say?
Where you're like, you got to be able to tell if there's something in there.
What do you mean?
In the lake. Like,
how you got to be able to tell if he's elusive?
Well, that's what I mean. If you had enough money, you'd be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, and so I feel like maybe I would want to like solve some sort of mystery or something like that.
I like that a lot.
Maybe it would be like finding a human though, who's like disappeared or something, you know, so it feels a little more noble.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I admire you not using it for but that's fair.
Alzheimer's research is my backup.
Okay. Yeah,
after we find the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, okay. Oh, see, no. I'll stick with mine, but like, I was also going to say I would invest it in public transportation in places that don't have any, but no, I guess I still stick by mine. But,
yeah, I feel like what you're planning is a better investment, because it's going to be hard for that to sort of disappear, where a car might or a bus might, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what we would do with hundreds of millions of dollars. So Marissa, in 1986, we're going to take a long way to get here today.
I was born.
In 1986, Queen made music for the motion picture Highlander. Marissa, are you familiar with the Highlander?
I know what it is. I know the guy from it, never seen it, and I don't really even know what the deal is. But isn't he the guy who played Raiden in Mortal Kombat? The first one, the movie.
Totally.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, okay. So just cut that part out.
So this is a movie about a race of immortals who absorb. This is why you don't like the Highlander, Marissa. It's a movie about a race of immortals who absorb one another's power when they behead another immortal. Ugh,
fuck them.
So if I'm like a 30-year-old immortal and you're a 1,000-year immortal, when I cut your head off, I get all your power that you've accumulated over. Anyway, the point is the characters are immortals. And one of the songs that Queen made on the album is one that's called Who Wants to Live Forever, which begs the question, who would want to live forever if you have to watch your loved ones grow old and die? Which is, you know, what happens to the immortals in Highlander. Because you could argue that the human experience is about the limited amount of time that we have and what we do with it.
But where the fuck is this topic going?
For some people, age is a bit of a contest. And the winner of that contest is Jean Calment.
Okay.
and she lived to be 122 years old and 164 days.
Okay.
It's a long time.
I do not ever want that.
Brian Johnson, that guy who has an incredibly dull name.
Is that the Chode? I could be wrong. Is that the Chode who's like eating his son's blood?
Just say Chode. No. Yep, that's absolutely it.
Okay. Who now has severe GI issues?
So he has an incredibly dull name, which may be why he wants to be really special.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to be the winner of longest life.
Like,
he wants to live forever.
What a
like a
loser.
Highlander.
What a
and by
loser.
The end of the episode, we might decide whether or not he should get cut off.
I'll say already yes.
I
don't know. Are we going to get flagged for saying that for domestic terms? Maybe not serious.
I think I'm laughing enough that people will understand that it's not serious. But so he's a very creepy, very, very, very white man who has spent a ton of money trying to extend his life.
Oh, he's so white. That is only a thing a white man would do.
Side note, a literal U.S. ton of U.S. paper currency is worth anywhere from $90,718,500 if made of $100 bills, or $907,185 if it was made of $1 bills. But I just thought it was very interesting. I looked it up, and if you had a ton of $100 bills, you would have $90 million, almost $91 million.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And he's actually spent more than that.
Oh, God.
Johnson got rich, if you didn't know, Marissa, by selling off his company called Braintree. And previous to selling off the company, he started this company, and then they acquired Venmo. And then, as we know, PayPal came in.
Yeah.
And bought out Braintree and Venmo. The guy walked away from the deal with $300 million.
What was Braintree, or is?
I think it was like an online like money transfer type of system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So since then, he's gone up and down in value, but he has sort of stayed around $400 million net worth wise. Maybe not net worth, but whatever. And, you know, when you have that kind of money, you want to follow your obsessions, like living as long as possible.
Yeah.
So Johnson gained notoriety for his quest for living forever a few times over the years, including his controversial daily routine, using his kid's blood, and founding Kernel, a neuroimaging tech company. Kernel is the most complicated sounding, so we're going to get that one out of the way because I can't speak.
Okay.
So this company develops headgear that can see and record brain activity. I'm not going to pretend that that's not important or impressive. Like, for one thing, they have a machine.
I was going to, but okay.
They have a machine that can change the oxygenation of blood, which can be incredible for brain activity and help people with neurological issues that have long haunted mankind.
Okay. Cool.
They also develop software that can detect a sound that you're hearing in your brain. And with 100% accuracy, I don't know what they're going up against, but with 100% accuracy, identify the song or speech that you are hearing in your head, which I don't know. Like,
what is the purpose of that?
Right. What does that get you except going, I finally know the name of that song that I couldn't get out of my head.
Yeah, okay.
As Marissa referenced, in 2023, Johnson was in the news because he, his son, and his father did a trigenerational blood swap treatment. But here's the deal. His son, 17, who is unfortunately named Talmadge, gave plasma to his dad, and then Brian, the dad, gave plasma to his dad.
What a little circle jerk they got there.
Richard, the eldest, I guess they just threw his plasma out because he's too old.
Yes.
17-year-old didn't get anything.
Yeah, what? He's going to come to fucking hate his father.
In the end, you know, people kind of made fun of this, and rightly so, I should say.
Yeah, as one should.
But in the end, his conclusion was that he and his team found that the practice, quote, does not, in my case, stack benefit on top of my existing interventions to live longer.
Okay.
So this idea came from a 2013 experiment, this blood transfer thing, came from a 2013 experiment where scientists sewed together two mice.
One young
and one old. And within 2 weeks, their capillaries merged together. Resulted in the older mouse being a bit more spry because it got the juice, I guess, from the younger one.
If you're doing that experiment, you should be forced to do that yourself. You should have to fucking sew yourself to your fucking fucking whatever. Fuck you. I don't even like mice, but that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, okay, you know, Steve, this is the idea you thought of. I mean, we know you're thinking about people. We know you're thinking about doing this with people. You didn't just think, oh, what if I did this with mice?
Yeah, because like, how do you translate that to what people can do? You're to fucking merge two people?
Yep.
What the fuck are you talking about, you human centipede ass bitch?
Do you want to become a Siamese twin or a conjoined twin? Excuse me.
Yeah. The same.
Per his daily routine that he has, he estimated that it takes 4 to 5 hours a day to get all of his stuff in.
Get a life.
If there are parts of this where you're thinking, Pete, you're using some really dumb words, I promise they're mine.
Okay.
In the most notable restriction in his daily routine is that he eats from 6 to 11 a.m. and doesn't eat outside of that.
What the? But then how many calories does he eat in that time period? I gotta know that.
This is a schedule that goes way beyond the dietitian approved 16-8 method, where you're 16 hours off, 8 hours eating if you're doing intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
He used to take 100 supplements a day, which he has recently whittled down to 30 supplements a day.
I'm an idiot.
And all of the following things I'm going to tell you are part of his morning routine as of April 2026. His morning routine. He wakes up at 5 a.m., uses a water pick, flosses, brushes his teeth, and uses a tongue scraper. Okay, aside from the time, seems reasonable.
Sorry, we already make a noise. Tongue scrapers are valid, just they gross me out, but I'm not scoffing at his use of it.
I have to tell you, there's going to be a number of things today that are going to gross you out.
Great.
Just like on that visceral level that you really just like, you don't know what it is, but you're totally grossed out by it.
Is this man still married, or was he ever married?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay, because I can't imagine a man like this being married.
The next thing he does in the morning is shine light in his eyes for 6 minutes.
What? What kind of light? Like a laser?
To simulate natural morning light.
Go outside, you dumb bitch.
But what if the sun's not shining, Marissa? I need to shine light in my eyes.
What a fucking idiot.
I also wonder, too, when people tell you to like go outside and get, I don't know, like 15 minutes a day of sunshine, do they mean like look at the sun for 6 minutes?
I definitely don't think that at all.
I thought it was like we absorb it through our skin and
I don't think we should look at the sun ever, actually.
At the same time, so I'm going to speculate for some of these things. He wears his company's laser cap for hair health, also for 6 minutes. He does breath work and meditation for an additional 6 minutes.
Ooh.
So this is his 666. Next, he eats, drinks, and takes pills. He doesn't eat a lot at this point because he has breakfast in a little bit.
Okay.
He then does 90 minutes of exercise and spends 20 minutes in the sauna with ice packs on his balls. Because it's important to him that he not affect his ability to make sperm by being in a sauna.
Is he, how old is he? Oh, wait, I forgot men could, I guess, jack off and have sperm anytime they want. But like,
but he's 48.
Who would want to fuck that? I'm sorry. guys, that was not a comment on his looks. I don't know what he looks like. It's just a comment on his way of being.
Don't look them up yet.
Okay. But yeah, guys, that was not, that was absolutely not me saying that.
It says, AI tells me that he eats 2,250 calories a day, 130 grams of protein, 206 grams of carbohydrates, and 101 grams of fat.
Just in like how many hours?
From 6 to 11.
Okay, 5 hours? Shit, okay.
After his exercise and his sauna with the ice pack on his balls, he then does light and shockwave therapy, which I just didn't want to read more about.
Does he have a job still?
Then he showers and he does like a hair growth treatment and then he does a skincare routine. Then he sits down and eats breakfast that looks nothing like any breakfast that any of us would eat. And I know that we're putting this out to the world, but I'm pretty sure that anybody who wants to hit play on this episode would not eat the food that he eats.
What does he just eat? Like Soylent?
It's gooey.
Ew.
Seeds. It looks like seeds. I don't know. It looks like a mess.
Okay.
So this is all make to, all of this effort for him is to make up for 23 years of quote unquote trashing his body. He says, my body and mind were trashed in every way for 23 years. Chronic depression, obesity, terrible sleep, raising three kids, startup founder / CEO grind culture behavior.
Wait, did he just say raising three kids destroyed him? What?
These little bloodsuckers ruined my life.
What? Yeah, that was a weird thing to add in that one, but okay. I'm not saying that 30 reasons you could doesn't take its toll, but to add that in the list of things that fucked you up is
yes,
great.
I'm glad you picked up on that. Even growing up with excess sugar, sun exposure, junk food. My mind was always a rascal. I hate the way this man speaks. My mind was always a rascal and doing things that were self-destructive in nature. I flipped it and I said, I'm going to put my body in charge of me, he said at a conference. He adds, I pity the previous version of me that was on this roller coaster searching for his next hit all the time.
Bitch, I'm sure your old version pities you now because there has to be such little joy in your life.
And if your next hit is a Snickers bar, you're doing okay, man.
Yeah.
The biggest shame in all of this is that he still looks like absolute crap.
What's his, can I look at him now?
His once red hair is now dark, contrasting his pale skin and creepy eyes. Okay. Now, Marissa, you may Google Brian Johnson with a Y.
Brian Johnson. Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So he's not the red hair anymore.
No.
Did he dye his hair or did
no,
somehow-
no, he would never.
So somehow his hair just became black?
Yeah.
He's 48?
Mm-hmm.
Why,
Marissa, what do you think his body looks like? Do you think his body looks like he's 18?
I would say he looks like a fit 50-something-year-old. Like, he looks like a fit 57.
Look, guys, I'm a fat guy. And I look at this man, and I got to be honest with you. I think when you're a fat guy for a certain point in your life, and I'm just saying fat guy because I'm a fat guy, you think to yourself, man, if I lost all this weight, I'd have a lot of weird skin hanging off of me. And what would I do for that? What would I do about that? And this guy's stomach, it's like, you see there's muscles, but you also see there's like some funky bumps going on.
Oh, I just noticed. Ooh, I just noticed that. But yeah, but also when you get older, honestly, it helps to have some plumpness to you because you lose collagen to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's no way.
I'm just trying to save collagen.
Yeah. So like, yeah, that, he doesn't bad, but he doesn't, I'm not like, whoa, that's a man who's reversed time. I'm like, whoa, that's a man who looks slightly older than he is, but fit.
Yeah. And are you seeing pictures of him with his son?
Yeah. I don't like that. They're both
They look
list.
Exactly the same.
Wait. No, I can't find it. Wait a second. Whoa. I just looked at something that shows him from 2018 to 2024. He lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. If he was still as plump as he used to be, he'd probably look way better. I'm going to stop saying plump. Yeah, him and his son, yeah, they do look exactly the same. Ew, I don't like side by sides of them shirtless looking. Mm.
And that's not a compliment to say no. that they look the same. Not because I'm trying to say your son looks old. Not because I'm trying to say you look young. I'm trying to say that regardless, you both look freaky as fuck.
that's exactly what it is. By the way, guys, I want to make it clear again. I'm not making a comment on anyone's like, oh, they're hot, they're not hot. I'm just saying, like, for someone who's going through that much effort, I'm not like, whoa, look at that paid off. Okay.
And I think the other thing we can introduce at this point is, looks aren't everything.
What?
Because you can look fit and what have you, but you can also still be a creep.
Johnson, I didn't even say unhealthy. I mean, yes, I guess a creep, yes.
Johnson also tracks his Johnson. He has a quote-unquote medical device that measures the duration, frequency, and rigidity of his boners while he's sleeping.
What? For? To what end?
Apparently, if you have longer and harder night boners, it means that you have better cardiovascular health.
By the way, I do need to ask something. I'm sorry. You could cut this out if you want it in. Do all men always have boners when they're, like, asleep or when they wake up?
I don't think so.
Do men get boners when they get sleepy?
No.
Okay, because I'm gonna stop talking.
Yeah, like I could see blood flow. I could see like a sex dream. I could see like if it's super cold and all your blood wants to go to your core to keep you warm, your dick's there too.
I've witnessed a man just like nodding off to sleep and then suddenly he had a boner and I was wondering if that was commonplace.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. Let's continue.
So the internet secretly delighted in July of this year when he revealed that he has autoimmune gastritis, a chronic incurable condition where the immune system mistakenly attacks your acid-producing cells in the stomach lining. Hear me out. It's incurable, but there's medicine for it. It won't kill him.
I will say this. I mean, I wasn't like, ooh, yes. But I feel like a little like validated, like, no, you dumb fuck. This sounds crazy. This can't be healthy. Like, I felt a bit validated in that, but I don't wish that on anyone. I have my own GI issues. So I feel really bad for him. I really do. But like, where did he get this idea that you fast that much? Like, does he just make this shit up? Like,
Oh, no, he's got a team of doctors on his side, Marissa, that...
Yeah, they're obvious kooks. Kooks!
Kooks!
Anyway.
CBS has a show called Watson, and my mom loved it. They canceled it. But while I was at her house once, I was watching an episode of it, and they were kind of making fun of this guy. Yeah, and he had, like, a whole team of doctors. And they were all basically yes men.
Yeah.
And he wanted to bring this famous Dr. Watson onto his team, but Dr. Watson was like, no, I have integrity. I'm going to be honest with the guy. And he doesn't want that.
Yeah.
And eventually for financial reasons, he had to join the team and it didn't work out as you might guess, but, the ending is really twisted. So.
Okay. Was this not a Sherlock Holmes or it was a Sherlock Holmes?
It's hard to say. Sherlock Holmes is in it. Dr. Watson is a doctor. He's the main character and he works at a hospital in Pittsburgh, I think. It's very strange. I don't know how any of it wraps together.
Okay. But
for all the things that I've told you already, I didn't tell you that this is episode number 369 of the podcast.
Ah, was this the one that I was supposed to prepare something sexual?
Yeah.
Damn it.
You always have next episode.
Okay. I'm going to do.
And by the time I realized it, I was like, there's no way I'm going to give this to Marissa now and expect her to come up with a bunch of stuff.
I knew that you had mentioned it recently, but I was like, oh, maybe not yet, but it's not all on you. I'm sorry that I forgot about it too, but
now
you've given me the pass. I definitely get to talk about animal boners next episode.
So April of this year, Brian Johnson tweeted, there's your first problem, right? Like you're still on Twitter. But he tweeted about having sex with Kate. I just had sex with Kate.
Who's Kate?
Right. And he says it like you should know who she is.
Wait, and his tweet was, I just had sex with Kate?
Yeah. And I will tell you now that Kate is who? Kate is his business partner and girlfriend who's 18 years younger than him. Now,
I thought you were going to say who's 18.
I put the word gross next to that sentence, but I mean it because I feel like just being around this guy would feel gross, and you'll understand why a bit later.
I mean, you don't need to explain that. If every time I had sex with my husband, he tweeted about it, I would think my husband was a fucking creep.
But if you guys think that I'm being superficial and just saying that this guy looks and sounds and acts like a creep and that's not good enough for you, there's evidence of his creep nature coming up soon.
Yeah, I assume there was more than just that.
This is kind of the first
one. I'll give you that.
So what has seemed to happen recently is that Kate is now the Lady Brian. She is being experimented on in the same way, but this time it's in the name of women's science.
Yeah, but didn't he fucking learn his lesson?
And Johnson posts about how his work will revolutionize women's health.
A guy spearheading anything in women's health. I fucking jerk off motion. Insert there, please, motherfucker.
Watch your wrist. And
this is the other one.
And the thing about it is when he says he's going to, the same thing with his own experiments, when he says he's going to revolutionize this stuff, he's really just collecting lots and lots and lots of data points on his own body and her body and recognizing that all bodies are different and have different needs. It's not, you know, like, okay, you're helping a bit, but it's not like you're going to solve all the world's problems.
Yeah.
But to be honest, he's talking about this with women's health. For him, I don't think he splits any hairs. I just want to live forever. I could give a shit about the rest of you guys.
Yeah.
But I think that this is like an attempt to sort of make him look a little bit better, because I think it is very opportunistic that he's saying all this stuff about women's health. And he says a lot of things that are kind of over the line.
Do tell.
On April 30th, he tweeted, just gave Kate oral sex. Good night, everyone.
What does this have to do with women's health?
Then he proceeded to post, her vaginal microbiome report, grading her in the quote-unquote top 1% of all vaginas.
What the fuck is happening? What? I don't even understand what's happening. Why? What does this have to do with anything? That's not helping us. What's wrong with this motherfucker?
The idea in this case is that, and I'm sorry if this sounds gross to you, Marissa. I told you there's going to be parts where you feel a little grossed out, but I don't think it's that gross. Maybe you won't either, but I know sometimes if you talk about vaginas with women, some people are like, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh no, go for it. But I wouldn't want someone blasting my vaginal pH all over, but go for it.
Right. So vaginas have bacteria in them. And basically what he has found in hers is that hers has the best bacteria. Now, bacteria is not always a bad thing. Like a self-cleaning vagina needs to have something, right?
Yeah.
So, but he's like, no, she has the best kind of bacteria. And I kind of do get to a point where I'm like, again, what are you comparing these vaginas to?
Yeah, he means like the best. Like, it's full of the best kind, or she has the best vaginal bacteria compared to every woman in the world?
Both, I think.
Okay. What a little bitch ass.
He seems a little obsessed with her menstruation, too.
He sounds like a fucking creep.
Even more recently, he posted that he has 10 milliliters of her quote-unquote period blood in his freezer. Now, Marissa, if you say period blood, I think it's kind of funny. If I say period blood, I think it could be funny. when this guy says 10 milliliters of her period blood in my freezer, it's not funny.
Oh, he's really gross. He feels like Elon Musk.
Yeah, and maybe that's why he's still on Twitter. In a reply to his own post, he said, I like that Kate is a science experiment with me. So that's, you know, great to see value in others. he also has, I'm sorry, she also has a, quote, an acrylic device inserted into her vagina, which she said is intended to track blood flow variations, end quote.
Okay.
Interestingly, Marissa, when he's pressed for details about his poop, he says, that's TMI.
What? Fucking, I hope she fucking secretly gets 10 pints of his shit and keeps it in her freezer. I don't know for what reason, but to give to page six.
His explanation for the 10 milliliters of her period blood is that it contains, like, instead.
No, he just dips his hands in it periodically.
It sounds like nonsense, and it is nonsense, because he's like, instead of, like, studying inside the vagina all the time, why don't we study the period blood, which is made up of you know, vagina.
It's made up of vagina?
Of I'm uterine assuming that's mining. Your word. So he says that it has invaluable, her period blood only has invaluable data points in it.
Okay. Yeah, why would you only be doing a test on one single woman?
Right.
How is that going to help anyone?
Again, I understand his perspective going, I am going to make myself the longest living person. But yeah. If you're trying to study women, it should be noted too that she has endometriosis, which apparently affects 10% of women across the world. Yeah. And so he thinks that this is going to help people with endometriosis too. But again, you're just looking at one person.
Yeah.
I don't know the severity or anything like that associated with her particular case. So, mm-hmm. Then there's the 850 word tweet that I asked ChatGPT to dumb down for us because it's so dense. It's like if Aaron picked the most elevated language he could possibly think of and wrote 850 words that just explained your heart beats.
He
would also have to make it sound real pervy.
Quick aside, you know that game on your phone where it like says a word and everyone needs to like act, like you hold it above your head and everyone like has to like describe. I'm familiar. He played it once with my family. I might have told you this before, but he was talking in such elevated language that no one knew what the fuck he was even saying. And I was laughing really, really hard. Like I was going to piss myself because I was like, you live in another fucking universe. That's all. I just wanted to tell you that. Sorry. I love my husband.
You may have heard this before. Maybe you've read it before. I don't care because I think it's so stupid that it's worth hearing again.
Okay.
And like I said, I asked ChatGPT to dumb it down, but I did take some excerpts so that you could understand what he says versus what ChatGPT thinks he should say. Okay. It's been 19 days and 20 hours since I last felt Kate's warm embrace. Ugh. She landed 47 minutes ago. The 24 hours of travel no doubt has her rushing to the shower. She needs to cleanse herself of a dirtied world incompatible with her sensibilities. The wash doubles as a ritual, preparatory for entrance into the symbolic world we've constructed.
I don't respect this woman, for the record, that she dates him.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. I'm sorry.
ChatGPT says, it's been almost 20 days since I last hugged Kate. Normal. She landed 47 minutes ago. And after 24 hours of traveling, she's probably taking a shower. She wants to wash away the grime of traveling and get herself ready to come back into the little world we've created together. Aw.
Well, I am going to tell you, I am shocked. When you started this, I thought it was going to be some post about how she had to wash her vagina. Because, like, I'm not even trying to be crass. That was, like, a true. Because what is, I don't even understand this man. This guy is just one of those people that they get infatuated with their new relationship. And yeah, they put a billion pictures on Instagram and act like no one understands love but them. Mm-hmm. But he has too many resources at his disposal. So he's like, let me tell you about my love, but also let me tell you about her vagina pH balance.
It, you know, it's funny. I was thinking of like the first time somebody falls in love with somebody, mm-hmm, or thinks they're falling in love with somebody, just going through that sort of like endorphin rush.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Guys, the first time, 95% you think.
Like going through that endorphin rush, and maybe it's not the same thing, but like you want to tell people about it. You want to share.
Oh, that is definitely what's happening.
The joy that you feel with other people.
Yeah.
And then also it feel like it's kind of bringing in the immature teenage boy who's like, huh, she also has a vagina. And I saw it.
Yeah, this guy seems like a fucking baby man.
This paragraph is my least favorite in the whole thing. And I wonder if you might be able to detect why, Marissa.
Okay.
This is all written first person. It's all coming from him. And Kate is coming to the house. They haven't really spoken. Okay.
Okay.
Kate's been mulling over what she'll wear for days. She's considered dozens of possibilities and modeled out my anticipated emotional state, the weather, and our planned activities. The colors will be representative of her psychological state and be positioned to soothe mine. The texture, style, and hues will interplay with our biology. The deliberately chosen accessories will add flair, intrigue, and play. This is how she flirts, seduces, and bypasses my mind to speak directly to my physiology. She has other tricks, too.
I have to say, I'm sorry, I have no idea, because there are so many problematic things. I can't latch on to just one. Every single sentence sounded worse than the last.
Exactly.
That was fucking upsetting paragraph.
ChatGPT picked up on it immediately because ChatGPT realizes that Brian and Kate are two different people and that Brian cannot know what Kate has been thinking. He says for days she's been thinking of what she's going to wear when she comes. It's like, how the fuck do you know?
I just assume she told him that, or he's a psychopath. Like, Kate. Yeah.
So ChatGPT's version.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Kate has apparently been thinking about what to wear for days. She's considered different outfits based on the weather, what we're going to do, and how she thinks I'll feel when I see her. Even the colors and texture she chooses are part of how she communicates to me. This is one of the ways she flirts with me. She knows how to get a reaction from me without having to say anything. She has other tricks too. It kept that sentence.
The ChatGPT one sounds not as terrifying. His sounds like the way he worded it makes it sound like he's in a sub-dom relationship where her whole life needs to like revolve around him because he's the dom and she has to submit to him. Like, now, it sounded bad unless it's consent.
I mentioned it earlier, but earlier you might not have cared as much because you didn't really like know the ins and outs of all of this. But yeah, Kate is his business partner in this project that he's doing to live forever.
God, at least she's getting something out of this.
But like, don't shit where you eat, bro.
I mean, definitely. Yeah.
I press my cheek against hers. The skin on skin triggers a wave of desire. I brush her lips with mine, catalyzing a massive activation of neurons in her brain. Overwhelming thought and forcing presence. Again, he is saying that this is what's happening in her body. He is catalyzing a massive activation of neurons in her brain. That could be neurons of excitement or it could be neurons of loathing.
Yeah, I absolutely do not want a man who says these things to be in charge of women's health at all.
ChatGPT says, I press my cheek against hers. The contact makes me feel desire. I kiss her, which is so much nicer than I brush my lips against her.
I know.
And suddenly, everything disappears. thinking becomes less important. All that matters is being present with her.
Aww.
Making me want to bone Jack ChatGPT.
So cute.
I slip my hand under her shirt and brush the small of her back.
No, please. Don't go any further.
Goosebumps spread like a wildfire across her body. What? That's terrible. Simile. Her hypothalamus stimulates the release of GnRH, which tells the pituitary gland to wake up her reproductive system.
Go to fucking hell.
Our olfactory consume each other with delight, signaling immune system compatibility.
These people are fucking gross.
I put my hand under her shirt and touch the small of her back. Her skin reacts with goosebumps, just as mine did. Her body responds. Her body begins responding to the intimacy between us. That's it.
I'm just like really glad that he tried to like explain her nipples.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I thought that's where this was going, and I was so upset. I'm still upset, but it could have been worse.
Because it's creepy and not necessarily disgusting, it finishes with these couple of lines. No longer is there Kate and Brian, just a singular biological entity suspended in a state of bliss. The outside world goes quiet. It doesn't exist. We dissolve into raw existence.
Did she take his virginity?
It doesn't exist. The world outside goes quiet. It doesn't exist. We exist. We exist in raw existence. It's like, get us the sword.
Yeah, first of all, that's idiotic. But I'm not even joking. If he didn't have kids, I would think she took his virginity.
So I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot to say that. He has three kids from a former wife. But the former wife is impossible to track down. I don't think she wants to be known.
Ooh, I wouldn't either.
And so his...
I would be so embarrassed.
All that I know for sure is that she lives in Utah. And her son, in his senior year of high school, I believe, no longer wanted to live with her. He wanted to live with his super cool dad.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I would feel like a piece of trash if my child left me for that. Holy shit.
And if you look up, I forget, what is it? Village? Tarmage?
What?
If you look him up, the kid.
Oh. His name is Carmage? Harmage?
Talmage.
Talmage, okay.
If you look up Talmage Johnson... He's listed as a fitness fanatic and an influencer, but I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
He just posts a lot of pictures of his own body. So the point is, of all the things that I've told you today, he keeps publishing all this stuff publicly, like, and it comes across to me like he's a really lonely man.
Oh,
but
maybe.
Like the worst kind of lonely man. The one who thinks that everybody cares about what he's going through. And a lot of times when you're lonely, you should talk to somebody, certainly. But not everybody.
Agreed.
But just to add on at the end here, he is a cliche tech bro. The New York Times investigated his workplace and found a couple of things here. Former employees have criticized Johnson's workplace practices. Three former employees participated in a New York Times story about Johnson's use of NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, confidentiality agreements, and non-disparagement agreements, which I didn't know was a thing.
Oh, fuck that.
Their lawyer argues that employees discussing and criticizing their work conditions together is legally protected under the National Labor Relations Act.
So I would fucking hope so.
People are allowed to complain about the workplaces, and in complaining about them, they have to tell you why they're complaining and what it's like. This guy is saying, by doing that, you're breaking an NDA.
Fuck him.
And this lawyer is saying, no, that's not how it works. Johnson's employment agreement apparently covers some pretty unusual working conditions.
I mean, it's no surprise that this guy's a douchebag. No surprise to anyone.
One agreement described employees potentially being around Johnson and others who are participating in his blueprint health program while wearing very little or no clothing.
Ew.
As well as being exposed to discussions or production involving erotica. What? I'm sorry, where does that play?
What indeed?
Because if you're talking about sex, that's one thing. If you're talking about erotica, that is designed to stimulate. Employees were asked to agree that they wouldn't later characterize those activities as unwelcome, offensive, humiliating, hostile, unprofessional, triggering, or abusive.
What? Fuck him.
So basically, by using NDAs when people are hired, they're basically asking you to sign away the right to complain about him walking around the office naked.
That's disgusting.
Even if you don't know that he's going to do that. But that's not the way that consent works, right? If I say, hey, let's make out, and you end up raping me, guess what? I didn't give you consent. I said, hey, let's make out.
Yeah.
It should also be stated, which I didn't really bring a lot of because it seemed a little murky and stuff that I didn't really want to get into. He used to surprise date another person that he worked with. And when that particular woman was diagnosed with breast cancer, he broke up with her.
Oh my God.
Ew. And she went online complaining about how this man with all of this money, broke up with her because she had breast cancer, which is something I would do if that happened to me. I would be like, I'm going to go online and complain about this piece of shit.
Oh, I thought you meant you would leave someone if they had breast cancer. I was like, what?
And then he sued her because she broke the NDA.
Oh, fuck you.
So yeah, the guy's a creepy scumbag, and I just thought everybody should know about him.
That reminds me a lot of the CEO at one of my jobs. Yeah, that would date workers, and that he didn't kiss me on the mouth, but he kissed me on the cheek once and threatened to punch me in the face. So
I thought you were going to say pussy.
No, he might as well. Anyway, continue.
There's not much more to continue with, Marissa.
I love hated that episode. You said I was gonna hate it. I did hate it, but I liked it. Was like
a cathartic hate.
Yeah.
I think that the thing that I get out of this is that sometimes your instincts are right.
Yeah.
And also, you know, you think about somebody who has, I'm going to say Dolly Parton, all right? Parton's still alive. If Dolly Parton wanted to live forever, I'm sure we would all get behind her and help her. But the thing is, Dolly Parton's not taking hundreds of millions of dollars and putting it into making her live as long as possible. She's actually giving it to charity foundations and stuff and trying to make the world a better place.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And so I feel like that's kind of the thing going on here. Like right off the bat, by you trying to invest all this money in yourself, it kind of makes you into a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
$2 million a year he spends on this whole entire routine.
Yeah.
And that's before, like, he pays the doctors and everything like that.
Fucking a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool dude.
I'd be happy to make $2 million a year.
I know. I'd be happy to make $2 million in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
Plugs.
So, Marissa, speaking of creeps, when it comes to my plug this week, I wanted to talk about how I recently discovered, and I know that none of you will be happy to hear this. If you go to Lifetime's YouTube channel, they actually have whole entire movies, whole entire Lifetime originals that you can watch on YouTube for free. There are commercials, but just get an ad blocker.
Wait, why would people not be happy about this? What?
Because I don't know that everybody supports my my I think habit. That's
part of what makes you charming.
But what's nice about it is there are movies with creepy men, there are movies with creepy ladies, but there's like half of them have cheerleader in the title. But the greatest part of it is that these are not ones that just came out. These are older movies.
Okay.
So if you watch one from 2001, you see the fashion of 2001. You see like the little phones that we used to have that weren't smartphones and weren't flip phones or anything like that.
Yeah, so, that's fun.
Kind of fun to look at the stuff. The like women in danger aspect hasn't really changed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But at least for that stuff, you can look at it and go, oh, hey, that it used to be that way.
Okay. Well, let me continue the trend of sounding kind of creepy. My favorite new, I mean, it's not that new anymore. My favorite Apple TV show is Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed, which stars Tatiana Maslany, which while it does like deal with cam boys and stuff, like it's not as creepy as it sounds. That's just like a framing device and everything else is. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm like more than halfway through it. I love Tatiana Maslany. She's the best.
It's good. It doesn't like break down at a point or like disappoint you in the end or anything like that. It holds up pretty good throughout the whole thing. If you're watching it and you like it, then you'll like it the whole way through.
Okay.
But obviously if you're watching it and you don't like it, you're not going to like it the whole way through. So yeah.
Okay. Good. So yeah, I definitely recommend that. It's kind of like a thriller. I'd say the thriller. Is that a good way? I'm bad with genre.
Yeah, there's like a thriller. There's some mystery to it.
Yeah.
There's some comedy to it. There's some drama too.
Yeah, it's great.
A little bit of everything, guys.
it's really fun. So that is what I recommend. If you have any ideas for topics or anything, give us a call at 570-PODWAD1 or you can call us at
You can call us at our email address. Which is yallardpod@gmail.com.
Oopsie. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/yallheard. And feel free to follow me on Instagram at RissaVandal if you'd like. It's almost spooky season, so my new zine is coming out. I am going to be selling pumpkins in person if you live anywhere near me. So if you want to know what I'm up to besides this podcast, probably following me there works.
Don't look for me anywhere.
Yeah, don't. thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Yeah, I guess you could have a nice day too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.